The fourth sale is very much the same kind of way. This is a sale along the Ohio River. If you look, you see four, it's down here in the lower right-hand corner of the state, along the Ohio River. This is a land sale with a group of Miami leaders, okay, and a chief named Little Turtle, who became a very good friend of Wayne's, and of Harrison's, and so agreed to this sale. Now, the Miamis had been living prior with the Miamis. Little Turtle was the leader of the resistance against Wayne, okay, in 1795. He was the principal negotiator of the Greenville Treaty. Was Greenville here? Was the Treaty of Greenville signed here in this part of Illinois? No, signed in Ohio, okay? We're a long way from Ohio. Again, we have an Indian leader with some credible claim to be living, hunting in this area, who becomes a friend of the United States and is willing to sell this land to the United States, okay? So if you look at your maps and you look at 1, 2, 3, and 4, the treaties that have been signed by 1805, what you find is most of the state has been transferred to the United States. Most of the property has been transferred to the United States of America, okay, by these agreements that really don't involve the people who are actually living on the land, okay? Because the purpose is to clear title to it, okay? Now, what does that mean, to clear title to it? Well, you now have a legal title to the land. And you can then do what they did right away, was to open a land office and begin selling land. Okay? The United States acquires the land, so then it can begin selling it. Okay? And people have a deed to that land. So what's next? What's next is settlers arrive. Laura and her mom and dad, the little house on the prairie, okay? They build their house, and guess what? Some people that are really pissed off, they said, you know, we didn't sell this land. This is not your land. I say, well, we have a deed to this land, okay? So it's almost creating conflict, because the people who sold the land aren't living there. The people who are coming in to buy the land think they have title, or wish to believe that they have title, even if they know different. And the people who are living there will resent it, okay? And again, this, if you think about Black Hawk, this is the story of Black Hawk. The 1804 treaty transfers this big piece of land. He's not involved, he's resisting this, and he begins to run into settlers who come in and start living in what he thinks of as his village. Okay. So obviously there are cultural differences, political differences between Native people and the Anglo settlers who come in, but there's a kind of a system going on around both of them that is creating this, that is kind of setting up this conflict. So we got Macon County sold once, and we got it established here. So this is what happens in the first decade of the settlement of the creation of the territory of Indiana. I'll skip over a couple of treaties and just say that by 1805, there are a lot of people in Illinois, a lot of Indian people in Illinois, who are very resentful of this process. Okay, you have people like Black Hawk, who are part of a tribe that one chief signed a treaty and the other didn't. You've got people like the Miamis, who have a leader who sold off land that he doesn't really have title to. You've got people like the Kickapoos, who are living in right up here in Champaign County, who suddenly find that their land has been sold by the Kaskaskias way down south. And all of these people have one common grievance, the United States. And they have a couple of options to turn to. One is they have a new leader named Tecumseh, Shawnee leader, who says Americans can't be trusted. Americans are, they may sign treaties with you, but they really may talk about treaties, but they really just want your land. And this begins to sound pretty persuasive to Indian people. What does Black Hawk think of Tecumseh? Does anybody remember? Anybody gotten that far? Yeah. Well, he fights with him. He joins it. He joins Tecumseh. Okay, so he goes up with him. Okay, so people see Tecumseh as an answer to this. And then there's one other thing that Tecumseh's got, that he allies himself with the British. And the British now are just across the river from Detroit in Ontario. And so they are a source of supplies, they're a source of weapons and so on. So you look at the War of 1812, who are the chief Indian allies of the British? They're the Shawnees, who are getting displaced in Ohio through a similar process. There are Black Hawk and his people. There are the Kickapoos in Illinois. Okay? So all of these people who are being cut out of this new process of land sales are siding with the British in the War of 1812. And the War of 1812 really is kind of the convergence of two things. One is a conflict between Britain and the United States over essentially recognition of America as a nation, the arguments over the rights of shipping and so on. But then there's the other conflict that's taking place in the West over between Indian allies and the Americans over settlement and authority in the West. And these come together in 1812. The two countries go to war. So this process, the treaty making has three phases. These 13 treaties are in three phases. And one through four and five are this first period of taking huge swaths of land, starting the settlement process, and kind of provoking the response of Tecumseh. Okay.